the fury in Liebig's eyes faded slowly. It was replaced not by a calm exactly, but by a kind of clamped-down tension. He said, "I studied the Delmar robot after the murder. It had no detachable limbs. At least, they were detachable only in the usual sense of requiring special tools and expert handling. So the robot wasn't the weapon used in killing Delmar, and you have no argument."
Bailey said, "Who else can vouch for the truth of your statement?"
"My word is not to be questioned." "It is here. I'm accusing you. And your unsupported word concerning the robot is valueless. If someone else will bear you out, that would be different. Incidentally, you disposed of that robot quickly. Why?"
"There was no reason to keep it. It was completely disorganized. It was useless."
"Why?"
Liebig shook his finger at Bailey and said violently,
"You asked me that once before, Earthman, and I told you why. It had witnessed a murder which it had been powerless to stop."
"And you told me that that always brought about complete collapse, that that was a universal rule. Yet when Gruer was poisoned, the robot that had presented him with the poisoned drink was harmed only to the extent of a limp and a lisp. It had actually itself been the agent of what looked like murder at the moment, and not merely a witness, and yet it retained enough sanity to be questioned. This robot, the robot in the Delmar case, must therefore have been still more intimately concerned with murder than the Gruer robot. This Delmar robot must have had its own arm used as the murder weapon."
"Oh, nonsense!" gasped out Liebig. "You know nothing about robotics,"
Bailey said. "That's as may be. But I will suggest that Security Head Adelbisch impound the records of your robot factory and maintenance shop. Perhaps we can find out whether you have built robots with detachable limbs, and if so, whether any were sent to Dr. Delmar, and if so, when."
"No one will tamper with my records," cried Liebig.
"Why? If you have nothing to hide, why?"
"But why on Solaria should I want to kill Delmar? Tell me that. What's my motive?"
"I can think of two," said Bailey. "You were friendly with Mrs. Delmar. Overly friendly. Solarians are human, after a fashion. You never consorted with women, but that didn't keep you immune from, shall we say, animal urges. You saw Mrs. Delmar, I beg your pardon, you viewed her, when she was dressed rather informally, and—"
"No!"
cried Liebig in agony. And Glodaya whispered energetically,
"No!"
"Perhaps you didn't recognize the nature of your feelings yourself," said Bailey. "Or if you had a dim notion of it, you despised yourself for your weakness and hated Mrs. Delmar for inspiring it. And yet you might have hated Delmar, too, for having her. You did ask Mrs. Delmar to be your assistant. You compromised with your libido that far. She refused, and your hatred was the keener for that. By killing Dr. Delmar in such a way as to throw suspicion on Mrs. Delmar, you could be avenged on both at once."
"Who would believe that cheap, melodramatic filth?"
demanded Liebig in a hoarse whisper.
"Another Earthman. Another animal, maybe. No Solarian."
"I don't depend on that motive," said Bailey. "I think it was there, unconsciously, but you had a plainer motive, too. Dr. Rykane Delmar was in the way of your plans and had to be removed."
"What plans?" demanded Liebig.
"Your plans aiming at the conquest of the galaxy, Dr. Liebig," said Bailey.